The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Everybody, please take your seat. I welcome you to another session tonight. And I trust God that your lives will never be the same again in Jesus' name. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. I want to hear your loudest amen. Amen. I believe you have come all the way from your houses here to be blessed. Please don't sleep. Don't sleep. You see, if you notice, anytime a man or woman is holding on to something and is feeling sleepy, what happens? It drops. It slips away. So when you sleep, it is easy for things to slip. And sleep is something that you can command. You are in charge of your body. Sleep is not in charge of your body. So you are the one to tell sleep when to sleep. For me as a person, around this time is my natural time of just preparing to go to bed more often than not. So get yourself in tune, because this year, 2017, all your testimonies will come to you without delay in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Open your Bibles with me to Ecclesiastes chapter 10. We'll be reading from verse 5 all through to verse 7. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, reading from verse 5 all through to verse 7. We have it on the screen, so we can just read right there. There is an evil which I have seen under the sun, as an error which proceeded from the ruler. Folly is set in great dignity, and the rich sit in low places. I have seen servants upon horses and princes walking upon the earth. I'm speaking in this session on the topic destroying, or you can call it breaking, the power of limitations. Breaking the power of limitations. When you look at this scripture very well, you will see something that is upside down. Go to verse 5. It says, I have seen an error, an evil under this. Under the sun means in the earth. You say, I'm seeing something in this earth, oh. I am seeing something that is surprising me, oh. It is an error. Somebody say error. Let me hear you say error. It is an error. Now, what is this error? Verse 6. The people that are foolish, they are the ones that are doing well. People that are rich, that's you and I. People that are rich, because the Bible says that Christ died for us that we might become rich. Says he was poor that we might become rich. So he became poor so that we can become rich. So we are rich. He says, we that were meant to be rich, we are not the ones that are poor. Now go on now. Verse 7. 7. 5, 6, 7. 7. Kai. Shege. Kai. Chai. Chai. I have seen servants. Praise the Lord. Don't be distracted. The Lord will bless those guys. I have seen servants upon horses and princes walking as servants upon them. That is, things have turned upside down. A servant is the one that is supposed to be following the king behind and be blowing fan on the king. But the servant is now sitting on the horse. The king is walking and the king is blowing away mosquito from the servant. Ladies and gentlemen, there are many of us here. God destined you to be a king, but somehow the devil wants you to continue to be a slave. Many have been destined with golden voices, but today they are voiceless. Many have been destined to be transformers of their generation, but they are still powerless in their generation. Many have been destined to be pilots, to fly planes. They are not even flying Okada. Many have been destined to be millionaires, but they are still not carbonaires. They can't boast of much. Many have been destined to be warriors, but they are still civilians, according to 2 Samuel chapter 1, verse 27. 2 Samuel chapter 1, verse 27. He said, how are those that are supposed to be mighty? He says, how are the mighty falling? And the weapons of war perish. Tonight, all these issues are from limitations. Limitations. What is a limitation? Or what are limitations? Number one, a limitation is a weakness. A weakness in the life of a man is a limitation. Number two, what's the limitation? A limitation is an insufficiency in an area of life. Insufficiency. Insufficiency in an area of life. Number three, what's the limitation? A limitation is a minus or inability in life. Number one, I said, is a weakness. Number two, I said, insufficiency. Number three, I said, a limitation is a minus or inability in life. Number four, what's the limitation? It is an obstacle to progress. Children of Israel, their limitation was the wall of Jericho. And that wall stood there as a firm limitation until instruction came through the man of God. And that limitation went down flat. Somebody's limitation tonight will fall down flat in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number five, what's the limitation? It is a boundary set in the spiritual realm that manifests in the physical realm. A limitation is a boundary set in the spiritual realm which manifests in the physical realm. A limitation, a blockage in the spiritual realm that has come forth and shown itself in the physical realm. Number six, what is the limitation? They are the things making the life of a man or a woman very difficult. Anything making your life very difficult is a limitation. Praise the Lord. Anything or anyone making your life very difficult is a limitation. Number seven, what's the limitation? They are things that undermine your divine ability and potential. Anything. Please make sure you are writing like, to help you not to sleep. And of course, you know, in a meeting like this, this is a church with God teaches us a lot here, so it's important to always write down whatever He's teaching us through His servants. There are things that undermine your divine ability or potential. Anything that you have a potential and something is covering up your potential, that's a limitation. You have a ability in you, something is stopping that ability from bringing forth result, that's a limitation. Number eight, what is the limitation? They are embargoes against the rising of your destiny. There are things saying you cannot go beyond this level. You can't go beyond this level. You can't read beyond this level. You can't have children beyond this number of children. You can't, your money, your account, cannot pass this level. You can't have more than 100,000 balance at any point in time. That's a limitation. But tonight, that limitation is broken to pieces in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Anything that limits your rising is a limitation. Anything also that suppresses you is a limitation. Quickly tonight, facts about limitation. Important facts about limitation. Number one, limitation don't just disappear. You have to deal with them. You can't go to bed in one night and wake up the following morning and then the limitation disappear. You have to deal with your limitations. You have to fight your limitations spiritually and physically. If, for example, somebody has a certificate, primary school certificate, he can't wake up tomorrow morning now and find himself that he has a PhD. Is it possible? Lie. So I have a limitation. I can't move from primary school certificate to secondary school to university and then to postgraduate. But my desire is to go to PhD. He can't sleep. No matter the kind of bed he sleeps, even if it is Vital Foam or Joy Foam or any foam, if he sleeps with with SSE, he will wake up with SSE. Except he fights the limitation. Number two, fact about limitation is that it can be an external limitation or an internal limitation. Kai. Juvai. It can be an external limitation or an internal limitation. It can be a corporate limitation or a personal limitation. It can be a limitation that can be personal to you. A person is just limited as a person. Or it can be corporate. That is, it can be from family limitation. People in the particular family don't go beyond this level. And you were born into that family. People in a family don't get married early. So you were born into that as a corporate limitation. Nobody in a particular family ever becomes a millionaire, a billionaire, and you were born into that family. That's a corporate limitation. So it can be a personal limitation, which is from you yourself, or corporate. You just entered into it corporately, maybe by where you were born, by the village where you were born, or by other circumstances that are collective. But tonight, whichever form it is, tonight they are destroyed in the name of Jesus. I can hear your loudest amen. Amen. Friends, this is a very serious issue. This is not a joking matter. This is not a time to be sleeping. Even sleep at this time is a limitation. At this time, if you are sleeping, that is one of the major problems. Okay, number three, limitation. Facts about limitation is, limitation has no respect for any human being. Some people were born into it, some were married into it, while some were placed there by birth. Limitation does not say somebody is tall, so because of that I will not go near him. Limitation does not say that because somebody is yellow, he says that this person is very light in complexion. Limitations don't have respect. It challenges of, he said, many are the afflictions of the righteous. He said, but the Lord delivers him from what? From them all. He didn't say no, the righteous will be exempted from one challenge or another. But he's saying that all those limitations, they must be dealt with. Tonight, everything that represents the limitation around you and your family and your business and your career shall totally be eliminated in the name of Jesus. Number four, important fact about limitation is that human beings, guy, can also be your limitation. And can I tell you this? This is one of the greatest limitations in life. Friends, acquaintances, people around you that you think that they are truly your friends, colleagues, co-workers, just becoming limitations for you, human beings, just being limited, just wanting to limit, they just live to limit others. They are living to limit others. I stand here tonight. Every man born of a woman, every woman born of a woman or any kind, wanting to limit your family and your life, tonight God will terminate them in the name of Jesus. Tonight God will terminate them in the name of Jesus. So limitations can be from human. Look at Pharaoh. Pharaoh limited the children of Israel for 400 years. 400 years. Pharaoh kept them in the same position. 400 years. 100 years. 200 years. 300 years. 400 years. Kept a nation in bondage. 400 years. People don't have mercy. That's what we call human being limitation. And number five fact about limitation is that limitation can be from parental limitations. Some parents, before their child were born, say, my first boy must be a doctor. His second born, if he's a girl, must be a nurse. The third one must be a lawyer. The fourth one, that one will be a businessman. They have already predestined the life of their children, whereas God has a totally different plan. Parents limiting their children from age 5, 6, already telling them this is what you must become. This is the exact, not finding out, God, why did you bring this child? What is this child meant to be? I read the story of a woman. The son got married. And on the night of the wedding, the guy went home with his bride. And then at night, they discovered that his private parts had shrinked, like almost disappeared. And the woman started crying. What's going on? And then they went to a man of God to pray. And the man of God said, this issue, please go back home. Go back to your mother. Go and find out what is happening. And then when they got there, he told the mother, mommy, hey, you see what happened last night? You cannot believe it. This is what happened. The mother said, those people, they've come to take that thing away. They've come to withdraw it. I didn't even know they would say. I thought they would have forgotten by now. Parental limitation. This is a life story. There were some transactions, and that boy's something was what was used to seal the transaction. And a young lady married that one innocently. Exchange ring with a limitation. You will never marry a man that is hopeless. So. Every woman here, come on, say a big amen. You will never marry a hopeless man. You will never marry a hopeless man. That will never be your portion. People that have such, they don't pray for their enemy. People that have such is one of the greatest limitations of life. But you and your family, it will never be your portion. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Quickly tonight, what are the effects of limitation? What are the effects? What happens when a man is limited? I'll give you 10 of that. Then we quickly go into prayers. Number one, effect of limitations is it disallows you from rising and shining. In Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1, the Bible says, I am mandating you, arise. Somebody say arise. I can't hear you. Somebody here will arise. Somebody here will arise. That's one of my major scriptures for this 2017. Arise and shine. Arise and shine. That's personally. Arise. That is responsibility. Get up. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Now, limitations does not allow you to rise. In Yoruba, they say, come bossy bossy. Come bossy bossy means you cannot rise not to talk of shining. You cannot rise, you know, it's rise, arise, then comma. You first arise, then you begin to shine. Limitation will not allow a man to rise, not to talk of him shining. The work of a limitation is to keep a man in a position of perpetual obscurity. Kai. Where is unknown, his destiny is insignificant, very infinitesimal. You can't see him and say this is a person. Number two, effect of limitation. So that you can know how to pray tonight. Limitation affects effectiveness and efficiency in life. The work of a limitation is to affect your effectiveness, your level of efficiency. There is an area of life you have been destined to be effective in. There is an area of life you have been destined to do well in. When there is a limitation in that area, there is nothing like success. The work of limitation is to keep a man ineffective. Number three, effect of limitation is that limitation brings struggling and dryness in life. The work of limitation is to make a man on illiquid, you know, like an engine. When they say an engine knock, do you know what happened? The oil that is meant to lubricate the engine, you know, when your engine is working in your cars, many of you that have cars, and if you don't have car, I speak to you, this 2017 you will buy your own. I said this 2017 you will buy your own. Doesn't matter who you are. What matters is that God is blessing you. I say, what matters is that God is blessing you. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. You are not too young to command respect to. In fact, you are getting too old. You are not too young to become super blessed. I speak to you tonight. Your glory will suddenly arise in the name of Jesus. Glory will suddenly arise in the name of Jesus. This is not your bus stop. God is ready to do something for you. I say God is ready to do something for you. Rise up right now. God wants to do something now. Rise up everybody right now before we move on in the place of prayer. I want you to pray violently and say, this level I am is not my bus stop. I receive grace to go forward. Go ahead and speak now. Pray. Pray everybody. This is not my bus stop. God has done much for me, but there's still much that God can do for me. I cannot be a struggler. Are you praying? Jagwa gaga 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 ya. Ratwa kaka kataya. Atwa kaka katia gada. Jagwa takaya. I refuse to be a struggler. Agwate gagia gaga gogo do bragada. Zaprakoto agage la guagadishka. Zate ketwa pakataga. I refuse to be a struggler. In Jesus' name we are praying. The Lord just spoke to me now that we should pray. That the struggling that our parents carried and dropped somewhere, we should not carry it, they go. That is, the remaining suffering, struggling that parents did, struggle. You will not. In Yoruba, they say three generations does not pass through the same struggle. Three generations. Great grandfather struggle. Grandfather struggle. Father struggle. You will say after me, Father, tonight I reject the struggling that my parents struggle. I must not carry it on. Prayers in Jesus' name. Shaka tapata pata 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 pata. Japata kata ya bata 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 bata. Jaka gaga 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 gaga. The struggle that my parents struggle, I will not carry it over. The struggle that my mother struggled, I will not carry it over. I am not going to inherit nonsense. I am not going to inherit foolishness. I am not going to inherit sickness. You are not praying. Kai, chai. I am not going to inherit rubbish. My case is different. My situation is different. My circumstances are different. In Jesus' name we are praying. Let me tell you this. Using myself as an example, I have two younger sisters. And I was telling somebody today, while counseling somebody, one of our members today, I said, it's better for you to decide on how you want your own family to look like. When my mother gets pregnant in those days, telling us the story, from the day she gets pregnant to the day she delivers, she falls sick. And I have two sisters, two of them married now. One of them, from the day she gets married to the day she gets pregnant to the day she delivers, she will not be sick for 1 minute. You not even know that she's sick, that she's pregnant. Be jumping up and down. This one, the second one, from the day she gets pregnant to this day she delivers, she'll be sick. You see, you are allowed to take either the good or the bad from your parents. And that is done in this place called the place of prayer. You know, this is not part of the message. This is not part of the prayer point for tonight. God just brought it up. We are still on point number 3 or so now, out of 10. So it must be that God wants to settle somebody. And I wish the person is not on his seat seated now. Seated. Seated. While others are standing. In a situation as serious as this. In a matter as very serious as this, you will say after me, Father, I refuse to inherit bad things, bad omen from my parents, from my ancestors. Oh, you begin to pray now. I refuse. I refuse to inherit. Jesus' name we are praying. Every traces of evil in the life of your parents, your forefathers, that wants to find its way into your life, right now by the fire of God, I declare them terminated in the name of Jesus. I declare them terminated in the name of Jesus. Right now, I declare them terminated in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Take your seat. And give Jesus a big clap tonight. Number 4, effect of limitation is limitation hinders fruitfulness and productiveness. One of the major assignments of limitation in the life of a man or a woman is to hinder his fruitfulness and his productiveness. Now look at this in John chapter 15 from verse 1. Say, I am the vine and my father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth, that he may bring forth what? More. So you are destined for more. Somebody say more. So with all this learning mentality, where people get satisfied easily, I wonder. Where we pray just 10, 20 prayer points, people are already tired. God said, my desire for you is to have more. Anything you have, I want you to have more. You are blessed, I want you to be more blessed. That's why Proverbs 4 verse 18 says, the path of the just is like a shining light. And it's what? Shineth more and more until the perfect, that perfect day is the day of where that you live. So as long as you are here, God says every day, more blessing. You are single, more blessing. You get married, more blessing. From getting married, you have children, more blessing. From children, you begin to expand, begin to enlarge. The Bible says you will have dominion from sea to sea. These are the things that sets us on fire and makes us never to rest. He said, you are to have dominion from sea to sea. Your whole total dominion is in your room where the small bed is, and you are ready, you cannot pray. Your total dominion is in that small room. The room, the bed itself is on the bare floor. And you cannot pray. Say, I'm tired. May you never know tiredness. Oh. I said, may you never know tiredness. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. So, limitations limit fruitfulness and productivity. So you are meant to be productive. And when you are limited, it will not allow you to be fruitful nor productive. Number 5, effect of limitation. Limitation results in stagnation and retrogression. Number 5 work of limitation in the life of a man is to stagnate him and to retrogress. He stagnates him and then take him backward. Friends, you will not go backward. Are you sleeping? I say you will not go backward. I say you will not go backward. When you are stagnated, the next thing is retrogression. When a man is stagnated, the next thing is retrogression. When others in your place of work have been promoted and they left you at the same place, their salary has jacked up. Their bonuses have jacked up. The date of their next promotion is already nearer, and the person still stays at a single spot. He's already retrogressing. He's already going backward. But for you and your family, you will never taste backwardness forever. You will never taste backwardness forever. I can hear your loudest amen. Number 6, effect of limitation is it leads to regret, shame, and dethronement. The major work of limitation is to dethrone a man from his throne. Don't forget that the Bible tells us in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9 that we are a royal priesthood. We are priests. We are kings. 1 Peter 2 verse 9. For you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people that you should show forth the praise of him who had called you unto his marvelous light. So you are a royal person. You are what we call his excellency. Her excellency. You are the real his excellency, not people that are there just for a few times. 2 years or 4 years, or you are a permanent his excellency. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. The work of limitation is to dethrone a man from that throne, from that excellency point position, to a point whereby he's being trampled upon. But that will never be your portion in Jesus' name. That will never be your portion in Jesus' name. That will never be your portion in Jesus' name. Limitation brings about shame, regret, and the truth. You know, when you are limited, you get to a point that one is already in shame. If one stays too long in a rented apartment, it gets to a point that it becomes an embarrassment. Is somebody getting me tonight? It becomes an embarrassment. 27 years in this one room and parlor. What is it? 27 years. It becomes a shame. They begin to call the person area father. Because he has been there longest age. He's like the ancient of days of the environment. Hey, child. He's like the Methuselah of the environment. He's not the king, but he's the longest is the longest occupant. Kai, you are changing address. So I say you are changing address. You have built a house, you will build another one. I can't hear your amen. That's Pipeline Road amen. Let me hear an international amen. Let me hear an international amen. You have built houses, you will build yet more. I heard recently that my father and the Lord just moved into a new house, and that there is lift inside the house. It's not their office complex. So the house, personal house, that a pastor and his wife are living. His children are already grown up. Everybody, I think only last born is there now. And there is lift there in the house. And they stayed in another one, and stayed in another one, and stayed in another one. Friends, God will not withdraw his hand in your life. I say God will not withdraw his hand in your life. If people at 60-something are still being blessed, they are still enjoying more blessings. You can imagine that you and I, we have a long way to go. We have a very long way. That's why when I say I'm on 2.2%, people will say, I know what I'm saying. I know what I'm saying. The people we are following, they are moving. So if you, Jeff, you stay on the same spot, you begin to smell and stink. Things will begin to change for you. Number 7, effect of limitation is that limitation brings sorrow. Every limited man is a sorrowful man. He says, the thing has changed. He said, all of a sudden, he said, princes, that's in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 5 to 7, princes are now walking on the bare floor. The slaves are now the one on horses. So because of that, the prince is very sad. He doesn't know anything called happiness. I know whenever there is no joy, things will wither away. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 to 19. Things will not work except there is joy, there is happiness, there is rejoicing. Except there is joy and happiness, things will not work. Things will not work. He says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall the fruit be in the vine, the labor of the olive vine shall fail, the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stall. Yet I will rejoice, despite no matter what. I will continue to rejoice in the Lord and joy in the God of my salvation. Verse 19 now. The Lord is my strength, and he will make my feet like hen's feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high place. That is, you know, God is bombarding me with messages these days that I cannot even finish preaching. Like today now, I'm preaching 2 messages now. I actually have 4 messages prepared. There's another message from this one which we'll preach during the breakthrough encounter. You see, friends, my prayer for you is that God will never leave you. God loves me and I know it. I'm telling you. He loves me and I know it. He doesn't look at me to judge me. He just said, this boy, I just like you. Somebody's here today. You are going to enjoy God's tender love. You are going to enjoy God's tender love. You are going to enjoy God's tender love. In the name of Jesus. So, anywhere you see limitation, you will see sorrow. From today, that sorrow in your life is terminated in Jesus' name. Bible says that weeping may endure for a night. I think that should be in the book of Psalms. Say, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Joy, that should be Psalms 30 verse 5 or so. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. It doesn't matter how far you have wept. Somebody is here, your joy will soon begin to flow in the name of Jesus. I can't hear your loudest amen. I can't hear your loudest amen. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Number 8 effect of limitation is that it makes one mark time on the same spot. Kai. The work of limitation is jogging on the same spot. It's like being on a rocking horse. The work of limitation is to make what? How many of us have gone to what do we call all those places we take children to? Circus and what do we call it? Amusement park. You see some horses, they are called rocking horses. You put a child on it or a big man on it and then you rock it. It's just going like that. It's better for you to leave your rocking horse and move on your moving stallion. Move on a real horse. And for that to happen, you must want to say bye-bye to limitations. Somebody's here tonight. Every traces of moving on the same spot is terminated in your life in the name of Jesus. Every trace of moving around the same circumference is terminated in your life in Jesus' name. When elephants are caught, they put them in a particular place. Eventually, when you release them, they will not move from that place. Their psyche is like, they are already limited. They can't see themselves moving far. An elephant is very big, but he stays, he just moves. He will move forward like this and move back. Because he is like, that place has become so comfortable for him. That place is like, this is all I can become. But somebody is here today. Brand new vision. Brand new concepts. Brand new blessings is locating you and your family. And number 9, as I prepare to begin to round up this message tonight. Number 9, effect of limitation is that it sponsors epileptic breakthrough. Limitation sponsors epileptic breakthrough means breakthrough that comes today and stops tomorrow. Epileptic breakthrough. It's not really bright, it's just dim. How many of us have seen a rechargeable lamp that's not fully charged? Is you want to try to use it to read, but it's not convenient. It strains your eyes. That is what they call epileptic breakthrough. Something that is there, but is not really there. It's the work of limitation. But tonight, that shall be terminated in the name of Jesus. And number 10, effect of limitation is that it hinders helpers. Any man that is limited, any woman that is limited, he will not be able to enjoy helpers. He will be pursuing his helpers and the helpers will be running away. Say, wait. He said, no, I won't wait. Wait. He said, I won't wait. Stop for me. He said, I won't stop. Why? He is under the yoke of limitation. Something somewhere just wants to limit the person. Nobody is ready to help. You are in a school, and God forbid you had a course, maybe in final year, maybe one course. And before that time, they used to waive one course or two courses for people. When it got to your turn, the DC said, no, we are not waiving any course. Even if you have half course, not even one course, you carry it over. And you add 7 courses to it in that semester to make it a full. You know, that's being relieved of help. But for somebody here tonight, that will never be your portion in the name of Jesus. That will never be your portion in the name of Jesus. Quickly tonight, what is the solution? What is the solution to this limitation? Open your Bibles with me to Isaiah 56 verse 9. Isaiah 56 verse 9. That is where we are going to read together. Psalms 56 verse 9. Beg your pardon. Psalms 56. But we are going to read this together. Everybody now, because this is very important. Anybody sleeping now, please wake up. This scripture will blow your mind. This is where the solution is. Now, let's read together. 1, 2, go. When I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back. This, for what? Say, when I cry unto thee, is not speak unto thee, is not pocket. Limitation. 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 Just go. It says, when I... A scripture just came to my mind now, and I'll read that one too. When I cry unto thee, as a result of my cry unto thee, something will happen. The limitations will hear my voice. Now look at this in Psalms 18 verse 44. Psalms 18:44 and 45. Psalms 18. Now, it says, let's read it together to one, two, go. Everybody now. This is a very important scripture that we need to read together now. 44, 45. One, two, go. As soon as they what? Stop there. It's not as soon as I look nice. It's not as soon as I wear brown suit. It's not as soon as I wear United Colors of Benetton shirt or designer perfume that my limitation will stop. Mm-mm-mm. Let's read it together now. One, two, go. As soon as they what? Hear me, they shall what? So, stop there. As soon as they hear me in the night like this, they have no choice but to obey me. Go on now. Go on. The strangers shall what? Some of them. Go to 45, but don't. We are not reading yet. They will hear me. They will obey me. Then they will what? Submit the limitation to me. This shows we'll change of level total. Then 45, let's read together. One, two, go. The strangers shall what? The limitation will fade away. And be what? Afraid out of them. Friends, case closed. If you can cry to God tonight. Because I know someone who's like, hey, is this the first time we are praying? This is a different night. This is the first vigil in 2017. Maybe even the first for you. Maybe you have not done any vigil at home before. Since this year started. Even if you have done, this is the first collective corporate vigil that we are going to do. What is the agenda tonight? This limitation must perish. This limitation must enough of these limitations. I have had it to hear. I cannot take it any longer. Is there anybody like that here tonight? I have had it to hear. I can't take it any longer. Something must be done. This limitation cannot continue. I can't be living below standard. My address shouldn't be where I am now. I shouldn't be in the place where I am now. There is a limitation bothering my life. The money in my account is limited. Something is wrong somewhere. But for that to happen, they must hear you. You cry to him. Is anybody ready to do that tonight? Is anybody ready to do that tonight? Jump on your feet.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.